On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 35, you're going to learn about a book that's going to change your life, a festival that's happening this weekend that you need to know about, and the top five reasons why you need to learn the cage system of fretboard navigation. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday Show, episode number 35. This is the show where you're going to learn about new acoustic guitar gear, discover new acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your best acoustic life. As with all Acoustic Tuesday shows, I'm going to share with you five guitar geek items that need to be on your radar. But first, a little Acoustic Tuesday trivia for you. Rather, Acoustic Tuesday tradition known as Guitar Geek Trivia. Here is your trivia question for today. What youngster, shortly after getting a musical start at age 5, played and sang with Bill Monroe on stage when he was only 6 years old, and the next year, at the ripe age of 7, played with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs on their TV show? Was it A, Tony Rice, B, Doc Watson, C, Ricky Skaggs, or D, Sam Bush? Go ahead and ponder that, and I'll make sure to give you the answer at the end of today's episode. Let's kick off Acoustic Tuesday with something that, well, I have to do because, well, Acoustic Tuesday just wouldn't happen if it weren't for Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. the first, and of course, Levi Tequila Kawila,
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
That's true.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Morning, Tony.
Really good. Drinking some decaf coffee alongside you.
Good.
And, oh yeah. Delicious.
Any happenings in your guys' personal life that we need to be aware of?
I got nothing. What's going on with you?
Anything?
The tooth thing yesterday. Yeah. That was crazy.
That's true. Yes, I did get my last wisdom tooth extracted, and the guy had it out in less than a minute. I was like, we're done. It's like, yeah, lie down on this. Good to go. Back at work. Boom.
Literally, he left TAC Studios. And all of a sudden, I was like, he's not going to be back. And within an hour, he was back with a mouthful of cotton pads or whatever they put in your mouth.
Mumbling and, you know, and now it's just, you know, 100%.
Yeah. Now he's recovered. Just a little bit less wise and, you know, he's got one less tooth.
I wouldn't have, like, chips or anything.
Well, let's start digging into the Guitar Geek list for today, starting with item number 5. Every guitar player that I know needs to be sufficiently fueled. Now you might be thinking, Tony, well, of course, bourbon is the ideal fuel for any guitar geek. Well, I agree to some extent. However, bourbon does not do a good job of hydration, nor does it keep a guitar geek very alert. So, what a conundrum. I mean, bourbon tastes delicious, but it you need to be alert as a guitar geek. So, I want to share with you a drink that is the elixir of all guitar geeks, and that is coffee. Specifically, fretboard coffee from Columbia, Missouri. Now, this company was brought to my attention by Acoustic Tuesday fan and viewer by the name of Troy. He sent this in as a thank you, and of course, as guitar geeks do, I have to do a deep dive, right? So I find out that Fretboard Coffee is located in Columbia, Missouri, and it looks like an awesome place. From all the pictures I see, it just looks like a cool place to hang. It also looks like they support live music. It seems to be run by music lovers. You can pull up their schedule of events, and they've got different bands and things and happenings at the coffee shop there. But here's the coolest thing. Well, I guess there's two cool things. Number one, the coffee's absolutely delicious. It's really, truly delicious. This one here is the Bolivia Cumbre. I'm going to look to Noah to see if I pronounced that right, but I don't know. Anyways, it was delicious, delicious. In fact, we're almost out. That's not a hint or anything. It's just a gauge of how much we like it. But so the coffee's delicious. The other really cool thing is, and this is just one of those touches that I love, and that is within each bag of roasted coffee beans is a little card. And the card says, "Your coffee was born while we rocked too, And whomever roasted the coffee puts in the song that they were listening to while they were roasting your coffee beans. So not only can you enjoy an awesome cup of coffee, but you get to learn about some new music as well. And I thought that was just a really rad touch. Again, that's Fretboard Coffee in Columbia, Missouri. So make sure to check them out. And one last thing about them, they have some really stellar merchandise for any guitar geek. I mean, anything that says Fretboard Coffee is really cool. But they've got some cool logo stuff, some cool cups, and of course, you can order coffee online as well. Let's move on to item number four. Now, item number four, every so often, there's a book that just kind of makes the light bulbs go off. For the longest time, I've been fascinated with kind of the driving force behind musicians, why they play, what inspires them. And if you look at my bookshelf at home, it's covered with biographies of all sorts, biographies, autobiographies, anything that has to do with the history of music. I'm talking everything from like heavy metal artists that have a biography out all the way to some other heroes, Walt Disney, Abraham Lincoln, you name it. Anyways, so I'm very clearly am in love with reading biographies. I'm fascinated by what drives people. And that's what leads me to this book that's probably gonna change your life because it certainly changed mine. And the book is entitled, actually, ironically, Your Song Changed My Life. And it's written by Bob Boylan. Now that name might sound familiar to you because Bob Boylan is responsible for creating NPR's All Songs Considered as well as the Tiny Desk Concert. So he definitely has his finger on the pulse of live music. In fact, he attends over 500 live shows a year. So this guy is a music fanatic. But the premise of the book is this. He sits down with, I think it's 33-ish artists and discusses, tries to pull out of them that one song that defined the change that they had in their view of music. The one song that sparked their interest that much further in music, making the career in music almost seem cemented in their own head. And what I find absolutely just the best part about this book is that I told you I liked biographies. I pretty much have made that abundantly clear. Each section of this book is like a mini biography because it's laid out. As you read the section, you start to understand the artist, why the artist is important, a little context around the artist, what work they did, what work they're currently doing. And then it goes into kind of the discussion part where Bob and the artist are discussing songs and things. And you get to that magic moment where the artist finally divulges what song changed their life. And it's fascinating. I mean, artists from Jimmy Page to Sturgill Simpson, there's even David Byrne from the Talking Heads in there. And it's really fascinating to read an artist that is seemingly of a genre that you may not be interested in, but they share the song that changed their life, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, that's pretty fascinating. So I find the book just awesome. It's an easy read, and it's broken up in such a way that each section is an artist. So you can sit down and read one section if you want, or you can spend the whole night and read all of the sections. So again, the book is called Your Song Changed My Life, written by Bob Boylan. It's not an expensive book. And of course, if you want to do any deep dive on this particular book, just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com, click on episode 35, and you'll see all the show notes and as well as a link to purchase that book if you want to check it out. Now, I've got to share with you what I'm listening to this week, but before I do that, there's a very special mailbag segment that I have to do here because, well, I ordered some stuff to feature in future Acoustic Tuesday episodes, and while I can't show you what I ordered, I mean, I'll quickly flash it, but I can tell you where I ordered it from. So, last week I ordered a whole gaggle of picks, essentially about $60 worth of picks, and they're all contained here. We'll just put those aside and hide those with the coffee. But I ordered these picks from Artisan Guitars, and they are located in Tennessee, and it's an awesome store. So just want a quick shout out to Artisan Guitars for not only packaging this stuff so expertly and sending it safely to Acoustic Life Studios here, but also including some really fun stuff, kind of an in and around Nashville map. Of course, encouraging us to go to Nashville. So hopefully we'll do that one of these days. Right, gentlemen? No. And then secondly, in the mailbag. Now, this one's really nice because Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, of course, he's a master of many things, but he's a heck of a good friend. And he ordered Levi and myself some gifts, just friend gifts. Now, Levi's hasn't come in yet, so I can't speak to Levi's. But if it's close to mine, I mean, you pretty much knocked it out of the park for me. So Noah ordered me. I got to share.
Yes.
So Noah ordered me. I love all things skulls. I'm really into skulls. I think they're really cool. If you see my computer, if you ever come to Acoustic Life Studios, my computer is covered in stickers and skulls are, well, it's a large percentage of my computer. And Noah ordered me a money clip that features a skull, a leather money clip with a skull on it. I mean, it almost brings a guy to tears.
You're welcome. Just a little.
Are you sure that wasn't Levi's skull?
Well, I'm sure. Which I think Levi should be coming in today, actually. Okay. I've been tracking it.
Okay, mine's going to be a Smurf.
It's going to be a Smurf. It's going to be a blue, one of those blue vinyl wallets from when you were a kid with the change purse in it. Anyways, I didn't have one of those, clearly. So that's the mailbag. Thank you, Noah, and thank you, Artisan Guitars, for furthering the mission of Acoustic Tuesday. I can't wait to review those picks. Of course, I can't tell you what they are. They'll be featured in an upcoming episode. Let's move on to item number three. What I'm listening to this week is a duo that is hauntingly beautiful. And I say this, it's funny, because I first listened to them and I thought, this is like a time machine. This takes me back to old time music. The way that the way that they sing, the way that their vocal inflection is, the way that their vocal phrasing is very old timey. And I thought to myself, okay, I get it, you're trying to be old-timey, but the accent and the vocal inflection seem to be almost contrived, made up, almost like as if they were characters. But then I did further digging, and I realized that these two, I should just say that they are called the Local Honeys, and they are made up of Montana Hobbs and Linda Jean Stokely. Both of them are from the region, Appalachia. I believe Montana grew up in the foothills of the Appalachian region, and Linda Jean is actually from, I have it written down here, and I don't want to mess it up, Woodford County, Kentucky. And I want to say that there's definitely bourbon being made there. So it's the real deal. There's not a fake accent here. This is the real deal. And in fact, one of their songs, you'll hear what I'm talking about with the vocal inflection and the phrasing, is called Cigarette Trees. And I've got a really cool story about that song here in a second. But first, let's actually have a listen to it.
Fill up them valleys, slurry them streams, but big old king cold, don't you lose any sleep.
All right, so that was the Local Honeys singing the tune Cigarette Trees. Now, Cigarette Trees was written by Linda Jean, and she actually won the Blue Ribbon at the Chris Austin Songwriting Contest in 2017? 2016? I forgot the year. It's either 2016 or 2017 at Merlefest. So that's a pretty high honor to get, and the song, I think, is fantastic. It's almost a snarky, sarcastic, anti-strip mining song that holds a lot of truth to it. And I would put it up there with John Prine's song Paradise in terms of imagery and just the way that the lyrics flow and the vision that they cast. So kudos to the gals in the Local Honeys. And by no means did I mean anything bad when I thought that the accents were contrived. It's just not often that you hear new music that takes you back to a certain place so well. So keep doing what you're doing. And their newest album, their only album that I could find, is called, I have it written down here. Maybe I don't have it written down here. I don't have it written down. What's it called?
Little Girls Acting Like Men.
Little Girls Acting Like Men. It's got a really cool cover. There's kind of like a cartoon with the two girls on it, and it's just a fantastic album, front to back. You got slow ballads, you got peppy instrumentals, you've got really cool songs like Cigarette Trees. So make sure to check out that album. You can get it. There's a link at AcousticTuesdayShow.com, episode 35, or you can get it directly off of their website from their little merch store. And there's a really cool poster on there too, but I'll let you go ahead and check that out. Moving on. Oh, I can't move on yet. Noah, I've got two more things to do, but first I want to discuss with you some small wins.
Yes.
Rather not discuss, celebrate.
Let's celebrate. I almost wish I had my gauze still in my mouth because it really helped me to like lock in my accent, you know, that I was doing yesterday.
You did.
Anyways, here's our list of small wins for today. First one comes from Joe P. Small win, I've been watching for several weeks now. I'm an old guy, 68. Like, since when is that old? But anyways.
That's the new 30.
That's true. That's correct. I'm an old guy, 68, and was in a band many, many moons ago, and your show has given me the incentive to get back into the guitar. Your tips and knowledge have been very inspirational to me. Keep up the great show.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in. And congrats diving back into the band, getting the band back together. I love it.
And next one comes from Sean P. Small win, I just changed my strings on my new 2018 Gibson J45 nice. For the first time. It was super scary, but got through it with amazing results.
That's stellar. Good job.
Next one comes up from Dave's Guitars 777. Small win, found a group, or they found me, on Facebook that meets in Albuquerque, New Mexico, just a little down the road from me, that watches your show. cool. I also ordered a new Taylor 714 CEV brace yesterday, and it will be here Friday.
All right. Awesome. That's a lot of goodness.
Yeah. And last one comes from James M. Small win, I just put a Mitchell's Plate Mate on my Martin HD28. It protects your bridge plate from the ball ends of the strings. It also gives you more sustain. I love it. It's about $20.
Sweet.
That's cool. Our small wins for today, Tony.
Well, thank you, Noah. I'm sorry. I checked out there for a second. I had to write that down. That sounds like something that's a future Acoustic Tuesday item.
Think it might be.
So thank you for reading the small wins, Noah, and thank you out there for sharing your small wins. Of course, if you want your small win featured on an Acoustic Tuesday episode, it's super easy. In the comments below, all you have to do is put hashtag small wins, and then just go ahead and describe your small win. Actually, small win singular, not plural. Hashtag small win, and then go ahead and describe your small win. Maybe you tried out a new gadget that you want to share with everybody. Maybe you tried out new strings, and you think they're the cat's meow. Please share it with us. Whatever your small win is, we want to hear about it, and we want to share it on a future Acoustic Tuesday show. Hashtag small win, and then go ahead and describe it in the comments below. Now, let's move on to item number two. Item number two is a special one to me. There is a festival that I've actually never been to, but have reaped the benefits from in a major, major way. And it's very timely that I'm telling you about this festival because it's actually happening April 26th through April 29th. So this very weekend. This very weekend, Merlefest is happening in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. And a little bit of history on Merlefest first before I get into how amazing it is. Merlefest started in 1988 in memory of Merle Watson, Doc Watson's son, who was actually unfortunately passed away in 1985. And it's also a benefit for, make sure I get the wording correct, a fundraiser for the Wilkes Community College. And the festival has been going strong since 1988, and here we are, 2018, and holy smokes, does this festival feature amazing, amazing, amazing artists. And now everybody that I've ever talked to, a lot of musician friends of mine have gone to the Merlefest, have gone to Merlefest, and they've said nothing but amazing things. From just going there to watch the shows and just take all that acoustic music in, to the jamming that occurs amongst the festival participants and viewers, to just the family that's created there for a weekend. It sounds like an amazing place. And I've reaped the benefits from this festival because I haven't been there, but I often go to their artist page because I learn about a ton of new artists from it. And holy cow, do they have, a ton of acts coming through. Let me just name a few that caught my eye as I was paging through their artist lineup for 2018. Steep Canyon Rangers featuring Steve Martin, Chris Christopherson, Robert Earl Keen, Bela Fleck, and Abigail Washburn. Jerry Douglas playing with Tommy Emmanuel. I mean, holy smokes, that one right there is amazing. Sam Bush, Mandolin Orange, Jeffrey Foucault, Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley, Roy Bookbinder, and Lindsay Liu from Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies. I mean, I'm looking down this list of artists and I'm like, featured them on Acoustic Tuesday, featured them on Acoustic Tuesday, featured them on Acoustic Tuesday. So what a cool festival. And again, it's happening April 26th through April 29th. And I found a really cool promo video that has just what I think is an awesome announcer on it. So let's just share that with you real quick.
Merlefest, presented by Window World, delivers music, moments, and memories each year. At its 31st celebration here, Steep Canyon Rangers and friends with special guest Steve Martin, Chris Christopherson, Jamie Johnson, The Mavericks, Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, Robert Earl Keen, Rhiannon Giddens, Jerry Douglas and Tommy Emmanuel, Sam Bush, and more. Experience all that Merlefest has to offer. Join the celebration April 26th through the 29th on the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. See a complete lineup and get your tickets today at merlefest.org.
All right, so if you're not doing anything this weekend, make sure, if it's even on your radar, if it's even possible, go to Merlefest. Again, it's happening April 26th through April 29th. That's in the year 2018. But beyond that, keep your eyes peeled on the Merlefest website because once they update their lineup for the next year, you'll be introduced to probably 20, 30, 40, 50 new acoustic acts that are top-notch and amazing. So I've got... Well, I've got the big item coming up, guys, and what it is is why you should learn the caged system of fretboard navigation, why you should learn it, the top five reasons why you need to learn the caged system. But before we get to that, I want to know what you think about the show so far. So please, please leave a comment. Let us know where you're tuning in from. Let us know if you made a new discovery. Let us know if you just want to share some acoustic goodness with us. Please, in the comments below, leave a comment on today's show. We would love to hear from you. And of course, speaking of leaving a comment, if you're thinking of leaving a comment, maybe you're currently typing in a comment. If you haven't subscribed to the Acoustic Life TV YouTube channel yet, please do so. It's super easy. Just hit the red subscribe button, follow that up with a click on that little bell so you receive a notification of each new video that gets released. And better yet, if you want Acoustic Tuesday delivered right to your email, just click the link in the description and that will make sure you get Acoustic Tuesday delivered right to your email, as well as access to my Guitar Geek list, which is something you don't want to miss. Now, I was talking about comments. Noah, I know you got some shout outs you want to give. I know you got some comments you want to share. So I'm gonna hand it over to you and I'm gonna drink some coffee.
I will take the conch.
The speaking stick?
Or yeah. What? All right, so some shout outs for those who tuned in last week. Gordon, Chuck, Ted, Jess, Ray, William, Pat, Frank, James, David, Gat, Ken, and Sangram, Ron, Nat, and Gene.
Awesome.
Sorry, there was a page break. And so I thought it was the end, but there was a few more. All right, comments coming in from last week's show. First one comes from Gene. Hi, guys. Greetings from Oklahoma. I really enjoy the show. Anyway, about picks, have you tried blue chip picks? And I wanted to pick that one. Yeah. Not only thanks for tuning in, Gene, but you can actually check out Acoustic Tuesday episode 19.
Oh, yeah, we feature those.
And that's also when you also... Also,
yeah,
featured Romero banjos as well.
Oh, nice.
In that episode, so 18, cool. 19. Next comment comes from Enrico. Is there a Guitar Geek advent calendar? If not, we should create one. Every day you open a small numbered door and you find a pick. Next day, a pick holder. Next day, strings. Next day, guitar polish, et cetera, until Christmas.
That's kind of a combined idea. Because there was a comment on last week's episode.
Uh-huh.
It was a scotch-infused idea.
Yes.
About an advent calendar.
Someone made their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leading up to the Winter NAMM show, which I thought...
Yes. Next comment comes from Gats Guitars and Such. Hey, dudes. I just recently found this show. through watching reviews by Tony. I literally watch the D35 and HD35 videos like 4 or 5 times a week. I really want one, but people in hell want ice water, so. It says, I'm really digging the format and informative nature of Acoustic Tuesday. I very quickly got on the waiting list and am currently enthralled with my newest purchase of what I believe to be roughly a 1979 Sigma Martin DR35 in amazing condition.
Cool. That's an awesome guitar.
And our next comment, last comment for today, comes from Pat. Great show again, guys, but I'm still waiting for some love for Irish whiskey. Bourbon's fine and Scotch whiskey is fun, but Irish whiskey is the blood of life. Glad you had fun in Missoula, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about going.
Yeah, we were there, remember?
Yes. Yeah. Well, he put MSO, so I was just trying to make the connection. Okay. So Missoula. I thought about going, but I will see I'm with her at the Targhee BG Festival this summer.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I heard they were playing there.
And I'll tack on my small win. Saturday, I played lead on a couple songs for the first time in front of an audience. Turned out fairly well. Complete awesome. With sweaty palms, flop sweats, and deer in the headlights look. Looking forward to trying again next time I get a chance. Now's Pat.
Awesome. Thanks, Pat. Pat, if you want to see I'm With Her again, I think they're playing Bozeman after the Targhee Bluegrass Festival.
Is that August?
I might be going to that.
Is that August?
I think it's in August.
I think we're going again. Okay.
I think we are.
So, Tony, that's it for comments. But
awesome. You have another special thing for us.
I do.
It's become quite the tradition.
It has. Levi, do we have a thing yet for this?
We don't have one.
Okay.
We'll make that happen.
It's on the list.
All right. Now I feel like I should... Well, I'm already wearing the glasses, so that's geeky enough.
Yeah.
Maybe I should...
Could you get a pocket protector for this segment?
Ooh,
you know?
Good one. I'll do that.
One of those nice pens.
The piece of tape and paperclip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, we did get some You Know You're a Guitar Geek's when. So, first one comes from Barry. You know you're a guitar geek when you find a cheap guitar that is in terrible shape, but has an awesome sound and tone, so you buy it for $20 and you take it home to completely restore it. And now, it looks and sounds like a $1,000 guitar.
Awesome.
I bought two, Hofner or Hofner?
Hofner.
Yeah. Classical, and an Art and Luthry Dreadnought. Love them the most.
Awesome. That's a great project, too.
Dave says, great show, fellas. Had me cracking up on my way back home from work, hailing from Gibson Island, Maryland. Throwing in a small win here. Just picked up a new Blue Ridge BR-371 parlor size acoustic.
Oh, cool.
And it's a little tone monster.
That's a great guitar.
Also, you know you're a guitar geek when your fiance and your friends start betting on how long it is until you buy your next guitar.
That's a good one.
I have a funny story in the same vein, but I'm going to wait.
All right, next one comes from Sean P. You know you're a guitar geek when you're buying a brand new Gibson to add to your collection of Taylors, and you still are trying to convince your wife, while in line purchasing said Gibson, why you need a Martin as well.
That's pretty good.
Yes. And Enrico says, you know you're a guitar geek when... I think it's a regular. I think we're getting like at least one a week from Enrico.
Yeah.
You know you're a guitar geek when you realize that from next week on Tuesday, your son starts a swimming course and you're worried that you might only be able to see the Acoustic Tuesday show on Wednesday. The thought is killing you. And last one comes from
That's
Nat.
That's dedication.
Nat says, you know you're a guitar geek when you eat peanut butter sandwiches all month just to save money for the new guitar that you don't need. Or do you?
That's about as... philosophically deep as
dedication.
I threw in the or do you. Yeah. He says you don't need, but I threw in the or do you. And there you go. There's our guitar geeks when you know you are one this week.
It's a hard segment to say. Sometimes when I have coffee, I feel like me and the English language, we just don't get along well. I try hard, it just doesn't happen.
It's true. I listen to him.
A quick story. So I have a very important... Well, I'll do the story after we do our next feature. Speaking of Guitar Geeks, Noah, thank you for, of course, sharing those with us.
My pleasure.
And if you want to go ahead and complete that sentence in the comments below, just put hashtag, you know you're a Guitar Geek when, and then please complete that sentence. They've been flooding in. They're hilarious. We love reading them, and we love featuring them. And speaking of Guitar Geeks, we've got some Acoustic Tuesday viewer guitar snals that I would love to feature. And first and foremost, what is a guitar arsenal? Well, a guitar arsenal is a collection of guitars that a guitar geek possesses. And I've got three of them for you today from Acoustic Tuesday fans and viewers. First up, we've got Carol M. or Carell M. I'm not really sure, and I'm sorry if I mispronounced it. The spelling is C-A-R-E-L. I want to say it's Carell, but with all due respect, I tried my best. Carell is holding a Martin HD35. He also has a Taylor CESE CF Deluxe. He also has a Martin 0015M, a killer little guitar, and his Travel Bud, the Close Carbon Fiber Travel Guitar. And he says, except for the Close, I bought all of my guitars at TFOA, the Fellowship of Acoustics. This is one of the greatest guitar shops in Europe. Please check this shop out because they are doing great. It is located in the Netherlands, and even Chris Martin and George Loudon are coming here for workshops. So thank you, Carell, for sharing your guitar arsenal with us. Next up, we have Acoustic Tuesday superfan Enrico F. Sharing his guitar arsenal with us. And he says, hey guys, great show. Here are some of my guitars. Top row, we've got an Ibanez GAX30, an Ibanez GSR200BK, a Yamaha APX4, an Epiphone Les Paul Special 2. On the bottom row, we've got a Guild Jumbo Junior, Gibson Les Paul Faded 2016, a Guild F130CE, a Guild D150CE. And he says, I have some more in Italy at my parents' place. So that's just a small sampling of Enrico's guitar arsenal. And he sneaks in a small win. He says, hashtag small win. I think I'm the first Italian living in Germany who got the guitar arsenal t-shirt. So that is pure Acoustic Tuesday dedication, a serious guitar geek there. So thank you, Enrico, for sharing your guitar arsenal with us. And last but certainly not least, we have Michael B. from Carmel, Indiana. And he says, here's my current guitar arsenal, although it can change at a moment's notice. With a tip of the hat to Ernest Hemingway's Old Man in the Sea, I title this picture, Old Man and His Guitars. Here's what's what. He is holding a 2001 Santa Cruz OM pre-war. Then he's got a PRS McCarty, a B&G Little Sister with humbuckers, a 2017 Martin D28, an Ibanez bass. On the sofa is a 1999 Martin OM28V Sunburst. Next is a 1979 Goya. And this one's cool because it's from his uncle's music store in Lafayette, Indiana, and was built when Martin Guitars owned the brand. Exceptional guitar, and because of the family history, my favorite. And then on the far end on the couch, he's got an old K, and he said, hey, the kids used to bang on it years ago, and you gotta have one of those bang-around guitars for when the kids come over or when your kids are growing up and wanting to get into music. So thank you, Michael B., for sharing your guitar arsenal with us. Of course, if you're looking at those guitar arsenals and you're thinking, I want to unite with those guitar geeks. I want my guitar arsenal featured on a future Acoustic Tuesday episode. Well, it's super, super easy. First of all, you have to wear your guitar arsenal shirt. And if you're thinking, well, gosh, I don't have a guitar arsenal shirt, it's super easy to get one. There's a link right beneath this video. Just click on it, pick your favorite color and size, bam, you got a guitar arsenal shirt right at your door. Second, gather all of your guitars together. Form your guitar arsenal. You can put it on a couch. Couches seem to be the favorite place for guitar geeks. Throw your guitars on a couch. Gently place your guitars on the couch. And then hop in that picture with your guitar arsenal shirt on. Make sure to include pets or family members, anybody that's involved in your guitar journey, and snap a picture. The third step, the most important step, send that picture to support@tonypolicastro.com. Email that right in with the subject line, hashtag guitar arsenal, and you and your guitar arsenal will be featured on a future Acoustic Tuesday episode. Now, speaking of guitar arsenals, a really quick story before I get into our last and final item, probably the most important item of today's show, the cage system of navigation. But speaking of guitar arsenals, you know, Matt Ike from Mule Resonator Guitars sent in a tricone for me to review. And I recently, well, I guess not so recent, I purchased the guitar. And one thing you got to know is that we get a lot of guitars coming in to review, and a lot of times I take them home to play them and just kind of put them through their paces. And Whitney's kind of, well, she's grown used to me just walking in and out of the house with guitar case, new guitar, every week. And just this last week, now I bought the Mule about a month and a half ago, and just this last week, we were sitting down for dinner, and I said, hey, I was emailing some friends, and I told them I got the Mule. And she's like, you got what? What? I said, oh yeah, that Mule, I bought it. And she kind of had this look like, I can't believe you right now. So I just wanted to share that with you because it was kind of like my, you know, you're a guitar geek went. Okay, let's move on to item number one. Now, at every point in any guitar player's journey, in any guitar geek's journey, you're going to hear the term cage system and that you should absolutely learn the cage system. And the thing is I went through the same thing, but I never knew why the hell I was learning the cage system. I didn't really have the context. So I want to share with you the top five reasons why you need to learn the cage system. The top five reasons the cage system will benefit you. So let me just dive right in. First and foremost, the cage system will help you use your capo. A lot of times we use the capo and we just think, oh, well, it just changes the key for the song so I can sing it better. That's one use for the capo, but there's a whole nother realm of the capo that the cage system informs. It'll allow you to change keys but retains the same chord shapes. There's so many things that the cage system in conjunction with the capo can create. It's like a little power ball that you can hold in your magical guitar wizard hands. The next reason, reason number two, why you absolutely need to learn the cage system is transposition. Transposition is taking a song that's in one key and changing it to a song that's in another key, essentially changing the key of the song. And the cage system allows you to do that very quickly and very easily if you understand it. Reason number three that the cage system can benefit you is that it allows you to very quickly employ different chord voicings. What's a chord voicing? Well, a chord voicing, all that is somebody can play a G chord one way and somebody can play a G chord another way. And they're both G chords, but they sound subtly different because the notes are arranged differently. The cage system allows you to do that really, really quickly and really easily because it's a systematic way of thinking about the fretboard. The fourth thing that the cage system can help with your guitar playing, the fourth reason why you need to learn the cage system is that it will help you add sonic layers to a jam, a musical situation. Maybe it's just you and a friend, maybe you're sitting there with a bunch of other guitarists and you look around and you see, gosh, everybody's playing the same chord shapes. If only I could play the same chords, but in different shapes, I would add another sonic layer to the jam. So it's less one-dimensional and more kind of, well, 3D, if you will. It just has different layers and more sonically interesting things happening. The cage system allows you to do that quickly and easily once you understand it. And the last and most probably the most beneficial reason that you absolutely need to understand the cage system is that it allows you to organize the fretboard in little chunks so that it doesn't seem like this big thing that you have to just memorize. It's right off the top of your head. It allows you to kind of dice that fingerboard down into little pieces so that you understand that here's a little piece and it's connected to this little piece. And then that little piece is connected to this little piece. It's little chunks. So you understand these little chunks and really commit those to practice and memory so that when you look at the fretboard, you see five distinct chunks instead of one long series of frets and strings and thinking, gosh, I hope one day I figure it out. The cage system allows you to organize the fretboard and it goes well beyond chord shapes, right? It's a way to organize scale patterns. It's a way to see how scale patterns connect. It's really the secret to improvisation. Now, I don't have all the time I need right now to go into what the cage system is. So I'm gonna give you the two core elements of the cage system here, just kind of my nutshell version of the cage system. And then I'm gonna tell you about something that's, we'll call it a bonus, that will really go in depth on the cage system. So here's the core elements of the cage system. First, you need to know the open chord shapes for the C chord, the A chord, the G chord, the E chord, and the D chord. And it spells caged, so it's really easy to remember. And you need to understand that those open chord shapes can actually be converted to bar chords, and hence they become movable. That's the first element. The second element is that each of those chord shapes has a root note. And the root note names what the chord is. The root note is the lowest bass note that names the chord. And if you can identify the root note of those five chord shapes, in combination with them being movable, you can play any chord anywhere on the guitar neck. And in a nutshell, that's what the cage system is. Now, I've gone through the cage system in depth. Okay, I've made a training video for you so that you can really dive deep on the cage system and really understand it with close-ups of the guitar neck, the whole deal. And all you have to do to get that training is go to fretwiz.com. It's part of my free Fretboard Wizard Workshop series. This happens once or twice a year, and it's in conjunction with launching the full-blown Fretboard Wizard course, which is something that I think is a must for any guitar player. In fact, I know it's a must for any guitar player. We've been doing this for, it's been going on for almost 3 years now, and it's really helped a ton of people. The feedback has been incredible. But the crucial thing to know is that this free Fretboard Wizard workshop that kind of kicks off the Fretboard Wizard course, well, it's absolutely free, and it's really gonna cause a ton of light bulb moments for you, and in it is that deep dive on the cage system. So please check that out. Go to fretwiz.com and get your pen and paper ready, get your guitar, because it's gonna be absolutely amazing for your guitar journey. So that's it, guys. That almost wraps up another Acoustic Tuesday show. And I can't believe episode number 35 is nearly in the books, but it's not over quite yet. We can't quite let go of this Acoustic Tuesday show because we got to take a sneak peek into next week. And we've got Guitar Geek trivia just hanging over our heads wondering what the heck the answer is to the question. Well, what was the question? I'm certainly glad you asked. Let's revisit it. What youngster, shortly after getting a musical start at age 5, played and sang with Bill Monroe on stage when he was 6 years old, and the next year, at the ripe old age of 7, played with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs on their TV show? Was it A, Tony Rice, B, Doc Watson, C, Ricky Skaggs, or D, Sam Bush? Well, if you answered C, Ricky Skaggs, you are correct. Ricky Skaggs got his musical start at age 5 after getting a mandolin from his father, Hobart. In 1960, at age 6, he appeared on stage with Bill Monroe in Martha, Kentucky, after the folks at the show were calling for Little Ricky Skaggs to get up on stage and sing with Bill. He sang, "Ruby, Are You Mad at Your Man?" And it's funny because as a 6-year-old, he sang a song that he probably had no clue what it meant. 1 year later, yes, at 7 years old, he appeared with Flatt and Scruggs on their TV show, where he earned his first paycheck for a musical performance. A pretty awesome story, kind of one of those stories that sits in bluegrass music mythology or lore, if you will. So that about wraps up Acoustic Tuesday episode 35, but you're probably wondering, gosh, what's going to happen next week on Acoustic Tuesday episode 36? Well, next week on Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to actually listen and hear from a dear friend of mine. We're going to visit the great state of Texas, and the great mythical fake tortoise is going to come pay us a visit here at Acoustic Life Studios. So make sure to tune in next week, Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time to catch Acoustic Tuesday. Of course, you can tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time to catch episodes of Acoustic Tuesday. And please remember to share this with your Guitar Geek friends. The whole point of Acoustic Tuesday is getting guitar geeks to unite, and you can help that happen. Please share the show with your Guitar Geek friends. The more Guitar Geeks we get watching Acoustic Tuesday, well, the more Guitar Geeks unite. So until next Tuesday, have an awesome week. Keep strumming, keep smiling, and, well, can't wait to see you next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers.